This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Dick Shepherd, or Richard Shepherd, was a man that I would call a street preacher in London, England, for years. And this is really interesting. He was asked by a reporter, what's the hardest thing about being a street preacher? I would have thought he would have said, well, the name calling, when people make fun of you. When people mock you, and they argue with the Bible with you, and that's probably the hardest thing about being a street preacher. And he said, that's not it. He said, the hardest part about being a street preacher is when you're preaching from the Word of God and somebody speaks up at you and say, let me tell you about a Christian I know who beats his wife. Let me tell you about a Christian parent of mine who abused his children or abused her children. Let me tell you about a brother of mine who thinks he's the most religious guy in the world who steals from his company. Let me tell you about a woman at work who prays her Christianity, but yet she has continual strings of affairs with people. And he said that was the hardest part of it, is people throwing up Christians to him that they knew that had treated the holy as if it were unholy, who trampled the Son of God. And he said, that was the hardest part about being a street minister. I thought it was a great observation on his part. From the questions and from their arguments and their criticisms, he said that the greatest handicap the church has is the unsatisfactory lives of professing Christians. The unsatisfactory lives of professing Christians. I want to focus on the third one, the three things that continual, willful, and deliberate sin does. It insults the Holy Spirit. The actual phrase is insults the Spirit of grace, referring to the Holy Spirit. Everything about the Holy Spirit is about grace. Did you know the book of Corinthians says that no man or woman calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit? I reference that a lot because I think it's important. What happens in conversion is the Holy Spirit of God talks to your spirit. How does that happen? I don't know. Can I explain it? No, sure can't. But the Holy Spirit communicates with your spirit inside where you live. And here's what the Holy Spirit says. Jesus is who he claims to be. He is the Son of God. Wake up. Pay attention to what this guy's saying. Jesus is everything he claimed to be. He's everything the Word says he is. And that moment happens when the Holy Spirit speaks to my spirit that Jesus is Lord. And that's what we do. We insult the Holy Spirit. We insult the Holy Spirit when we live in continual, willful, and deliberate sin. One author put it this way, to ignore and disregard the voice of the Holy Spirit is to insult the Holy Spirit. To refuse a good person's advice, to contemptuously neglect their invitation, to abuse their hospitality is to insult them. To ignore the pleadings, the invitations, and the commands of the Holy Spirit and go one's own way is to insult the Spirit and to grieve the heart of God. This will help you to visualize it. I'm not trying to revive any bad feelings you may have towards somebody, but can you think of the last time somebody verbally insulted you? Sure you can. Some of you, it's pretty fresh. Some of you may have been this week, it may have been this month, and think of the last time that somebody verbally insulted you. Do you remember how you felt? Do you remember the grief? Maybe you choked back a tear when somebody said something hurtful to you, somebody close to you. Magnify that 1,000 times, and you haven't begun to capture what it means to insult the Spirit of God, to insult the Spirit of grace. That's one of the things that we do when we live in continual, deliberate sin.
Well, this message from Hebrews 10:26 and following will conclude tomorrow. I want you to hear the concluding story of this message from Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Our website, remember, is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.